Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed, because after all, it's only one day of your life. Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I am your host, Samantha Bush. Before we get into our amazing episode with Asha Bailey, I want everyone to listen up. It's finally time for an experience that won't break the bank. This holiday season, we're bringing the holiday event of the year right to you, and we want to welcome you all to the Betches Holiday House. Expect new videos you've never seen before, Betches throwbacks, fun games, our favorite products and gifts, and so much more. There will be tons of cool stuff, including exclusive promo codes and real-life holiday confessions that you won't want to miss. First of all, let me say that the house is so freaking cute. There's amazing items all around the house and gift ideas for bridesmaids and guests. And there's an exclusive interactive scavenger hunt offering promo codes. So head to betches.co/holidayhouse now to check it out and keep coming back all season long for more cool surprises. And today we are joined by Asha Bailey, a wedding photographer who specializes in intimate, intentional, local, and destination weddings. She also is a 2022 bride, so I'm really excited to talk to her about her own wedding. So everybody say hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. I'm obsessed with your Instagram, your wedding.
My God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's so stunning. I shared some photos of it on the Betches Brides Instagram. People were dying over it, as they should be, because it's it was like so perfect. So oh, I can't wait to talk to you about that.
Thank you.
So you're a wedding photographer. When did you first realize that shooting weddings was like a passion of yours?
So I started my photography journey. I've always done photography as a passion, but in college, I started doing grad photos for like my friends and then obviously people on campus that are graduating. And I was like, okay, hold on. I can make money doing photography. I never thought about that. I didn't, you know, never considered that. I'm a marketing major. And so I was doing grad photos. I was loving it. It was so fun. So that's where my business kind of started. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I kind of fell into wedding photography by just like wanting to try it out. I was never like somebody that was obsessed with weddings or right. anything like that. But I did one wedding that was super tiny. My first wedding was like 7 people on a boat in San Diego. Like it was so tiny. And I'm like, wait, I'm obsessed with this. So from there, that's kind of where I started and started growing from there. But that first wedding, I was like, no, this is fun. And this is like, this is what I'm going to do.
And that's kind of an amazing first wedding, like something, it's like a little like non-traditional. It was on a boat. It was like so intimate.
It's so funny because I feel like that was back in like 2016, I think. So I feel like that was before going the untraditional elopement route was like really a thing, like as popular mm-hmm. as it is now. So I kind of feel like it's full circle because I started with that one and then I went through and I did the 300 person weddings and I shot, you know, the big extravagant productions. And now I'm kind of in a place where I'm like, no, I'm very much into the small 7 person on a boat weddings. Like that's my thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is it hard shooting 300 people?
Absolutely,
like, it is. Is it overwhelming? No, I would be overwhelmed.
I feel like I'm at a point in my career where I'm less like nervous and anxious and overwhelmed and more so just like, okay, I've got to be like on top of everything, like making sure like timeline, just like kind of like not necessarily doing other people's jobs, but just like making sure everything is running smoothly because everything affects the photos and affects the timeline and affects, you know, my job as well. So I feel like when it's more intentional, like the guest list, the location, just everything is more intentional. It's a lot slower paced and a lot more chill for everyone. Mm-hmm. So when specifically when the couple is relaxed, I can be relaxed. If I can feel like the energy is like chaotic, I'm like, oh God, all right, We're buckling in for a whole day.
Yeah. Have you ever had a chaotic wedding?
Absolutely.
Like where you're like, oh yeah. My God, this is crazy.
1,000,000% I have. I feel like timelines are so important and no one really timelines I feel like are used more as like a suggestion. But when we're working with like the sunset and things like that, mm-hmm. it can go from a suggestion to like, we need to hurry the fuck up like real quick because it's like suddenly it's dark and we don't want you to have your ceremony in pitch black, you know, like just things like that. So I've definitely had some moments where I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, this is a crazy job.
Yeah, that's amazing. What is it about weddings that kind of first drew you in? Like when you got your first job, like what was it about capturing that wedding that you were like, okay, this is what I want to do?
Okay, so I'm absolutely a hopeless romantic, like to my core.
I love that.
Yeah. Like 1,000,000%. I can't get away from it. It's just like who I am as a person. But I feel like once I shot that first wedding and I was like, hold on, I can just do this as a job and be surrounded by literally like you're in someone's best day ever. Mm-hmm. And like
it's
part
like
of that.
The happiest day.
No, literally like their happiest day. Like how there's nothing that compares to like someone's emotions on their wedding day. And to be a part of that is just amazing. Obviously shit can go wrong, but usually it doesn't. And being a part of that, those good moments is just like the best feeling. And just like, I don't know how to describe like when you deliver someone's wedding gallery to them and they're just like so excited and telling you that they're reliving their day. It's like, oh my God, like this is amazing. It makes all like the chaos worth it.
It makes it worth it.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like, and I hear this a lot from brides is when they say like, I didn't even notice when something went wrong at my wedding.
Oh, 100%.
Because I was so happy.
It's funny. I just got back from Mexico. Like I think I literally got back yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't remember. Time is not a thing in my brain at this point in time.
Same.
It's wedding season. We're just in the thick of it. Like nothing makes sense. But the bride was telling me like, oh my God, I can't wait to see the ceremony. I can't wait to see the florals. Like she hired her dream florist and she's like, I just want to see it. Like I'm not even going to look at my fiance. I'm just going to look at the flowers. And I'm like thinking like, no, you're not, dude. Like you're literally going to black out. You're going to forget everything and you're just going to be looking at him and you're not going to notice anything else. And then after the ceremony, she was like, wait, you got detail photos of the ceremony, right? Because I don't remember what it looks like. And I'm like, I told you, like,
right.
Everyone thinks that all these details are like so important and they absolutely matter. Like, don't get me wrong, but they are the last thing on your mind as you're like going through your day.
Yeah. So is that important then to give a shot list of like those small details to your photographer? Because it's like you said, they would kind of maybe forget about them and they want to remember like what they did.
So I feel like for me personally, I don't need a shot list because I am just like getting everything. But I know that some photographers probably feel more comfortable. The mm-hmm. only time I ask for a shot list is if I'm like, okay, Samantha, if you have like an heirloom from your great-great-grandma that I'm not going to know is important, but it's important to you, like you need to tell me that mm-hmm. that's important to you so I can make sure I get that. Otherwise, I'm just going to be like, no, it's just like, you know, a brooch on the table. Like, I don't know if I don't know if it has any relevance to you at mm-hmm. all, you know? I never am like, can you let me know like all the shots you need? Because one, I feel like that'd be really overwhelming for the bride to be like, or, you know, the couple in general to be like, okay, let me write out everything because they want everything. Like mm-hmm. that is like your wedding.
Literally, that would
everything.
Be my list. It would be 100%. One bullet point. It would just say everything on it.
Everything. 100%. That's how I was. I'm like, just take it. Literally, if you have a question about it, take a picture of it. Like that's me. I'm like, I'm taking
just
a photo.
Take
if
you question
everything.
It, just take the picture.
Exactly. And if I don't want it, I'm not going to print it. I'm not going to post it, but like I will be happy to have it. So I don't really ask for shot lists except for like if there's something of relevance that is going to be really important to you and that you're going to be really sad if you don't have mm-hmm. outside of like the obvious things, like you want to see your partner's face as you're walking down the aisle. Like obviously that's important. I don't need you to tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, You can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So you recently got married.
I did.
And I'm curious, as a congratulations.
Thanks.
Obsessed with your wedding, like I said.
Thank you.
Absolutely stunning, gorgeous, the moment. I'm curious, as a photographer, like, how did you go about selecting your photographer?
Oh, you mean after like months of like being stressed and like vomiting about it, like just fucking shitting my pants about that decision? Yeah, no, it was not easy, but okay, so I don't even know, like, you're familiar with the whole process of like all the shit I did before my wedding, right? I can go over it right now for like people listening.
Please go over it. Okay. Yeah.
I sound like the most high maintenance bitch right now, but I'm really not. Okay, so in the vein of like non-traditional, we did, I have to remember, this feels like so long ago now, like, but it was all, that's crazy, it's all this year. Okay, so first thing we did was a reception. Because I knew from day one that I did not want to have my entire immediate or my entire extended family and just like everybody that we've ever met. Like, I'm like, I don't need you at our wedding. Like, it's just not a necessity for us to have all these people that we don't talk to. So we like narrowed down a guest list for a reception in my aunt's backyard. And we had like a super pretty, what is it, like light tunnel for dinner. And we had like dancing, we had a DJ, like it was a full reception. Like it was literally a wedding without the ceremony, just all the fun. And we had like, I think it was a guest list of like 50 people. So it was like, still obviously like relatively small when you have like people that are getting married with 300 people, but definitely like a celebration of like, okay, we're getting married. Like people showed up thinking like, oh no, you guys are married now. Like this is your wedding. And I'm like, period. Like, that's what I want you to think. I want everybody to feel like they were part of it, part of something, because they were. So that was the first thing we did. So we started with a reception, and then a couple months later, we had an engagement party. So we're like all out of order. We did an engagement party, on a yacht. It sounds really fucking extra, but we had like, I think it was like 30 people. So the guest list is just like shrinking. So it was literally just like dancing, food, and like drinks, and for like just 4 hours on the ocean. Yeah, it was so fun. So after that, a couple months later, I had a bridal shower, which that was never something that was like super important to me, but my mom was like, no, you need to. So we did this super pretty, like celestial themed bridal shower in my backyard, and we had like 20 people. So the guest list is just like shrinking.
I love that it's just like slowly getting smaller by like 10 to 15 people.
I'm just
every
like
time.
Slowly crossing people off my list. Like, you're not invited.
I love it.
We had a bridal shower, which was super fun. I had like a tattoo artist. I had a tarot card reader there. And it was just,
oh my
like,
God, that's so fun.
No, it was so fucking fun, Samantha. Like, it was a vibe. Like, it was totally my
vibe. That's a vibe.
But I had a good time. I got my first tattoo. I have a little moon.
At your bridal shower?
Yeah, I got my first tattoos at my bridal shower. So I got this.
Oh my
moon,
God, I
and
love
I got
that.
This little symbol here. But it was super cool. And then I got my freaking tarot cards read and all that stuff. So it was really fun. I had a good time. It was definitely my vibe. I think people showed up and they were like, yeah, this is definitely like Asha's bridal shower.
I love that, because it was like you stayed true to yourself.
Oh, 100%.
And you were like, I wanted to reflect me.
100%. I was like, I don't, like, obviously, like, most parties and stuff like have a theme. So let me like backtrack. Our reception was like all neutrals. obviously. I'm a neutral gal, but all neutral colors. And then the guys wore black suits. So it was really cute. Photos look good. Everybody's like cohesive. The yacht party was all white. So everybody wore white. And it was just, everybody just looks so good. Like I'm a photographer. So I'm like, I want the photos to like everybody to just look like we all are at the same party.
Put together. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that exactly. makes so much sense. Did you put that on the invitations? Like, did you send out paper invitations for all of these events, or did you do sort of like a paperless post?
I did a paperless. I did it all via, so I made it online and then I just like copied the link and texted it to people, like very casual. But I was like, I'm having so many like events. I just felt bad about doing like paper invites for everything. Cause I'm like, they're just going to get tossed.
And also that's
like,
really expensive.
Absolutely so expensive. And then I'm just like, it's just going to get wasteful and people are going to toss it. So I just made it really cute online and I got to make one for each event, which like coincided with the theme of the event, which was fun for me. After the bridal shower was in February. And then in May, that's when we had our wedding and we had 10 guests. So it just got shrunk down and down and down. And we had 10 people and it was, I mean, we had 10 people in Italy. That's like a good number of people. When people have a destination wedding and they're like, oh, I have like 50 people coming. I'm like, you have 50 people that are going to fly across the fucking world. Like, that's amazing. But like, that's so stressful because that was, planning a wedding in general is just like the most stressful thing of life. But 10 people was like, that was my limit. I was like, no, this is perfect.
Yeah, because you wanted that intimate feeling anyway, so it kind of works out.
I wanted to be able to like have us all be together every day for a week and a half and not get sick of each other. And like we're all, you know what I mean? So it was like it had to be people that were like, we talk to them every day, we're around them all the time, like we're comfortable with them, we're going to be sharing Airbnbs. Like it needed to be comfortable for everybody.
Yeah, you don't want like your third cousin that you haven't spoken to. Yeah. Exactly. Like to come. And it's like, it's not that you don't love them or, you know, but it's, if you want an intimate ceremony and like wedding, like you should have what you want.
No, 100%. And that's like my biggest thing to like all brides and just people in general that are getting married, do what you want. In 2020, when like shit hit the fan and the world fell apart, all of my couples had to reevaluate what they wanted to do. And I had so many people postpone their big wedding, but do a really tiny intimate ceremony with like just their closest 10 to 15 people. And I can't even tell you, Samantha, how many people had the time of their life and then canceled their big wedding. And they're like, this is all I need. Like, this is all I want. Or people that had a big wedding and then immediately turn around and go, I loved everything about it, but like if I could do one thing, I would have just eloped, or I would have done something way smaller. And I'm like, nobody regrets going smaller. Like people only regret having a massive thing.
Yeah, I've been to weddings before where there's 800 people. I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
That many people. Like you don't.
You don't. Your parents know people, and then their friends know people. It's crazy.
No,
but
that's
I have
insane.
A friend who was supposed to get married in 2020. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Right.
But they ended up doing this like really, really small intimate wedding like later that summer in 2020.
Right.
And they were like, why are we even doing the big wedding?
No,
like,
literally.
Why? Like let's cancel that.
I fell in love with backyard weddings in 2020. Like my couples that were just like, fuck it, we're just going to do something small in the backyard to hold us over or to keep our original wedding date that we wanted until we can like, you know, have our big thing. And I'm like, dude, the backyard ceremony was like enough because it was just so intimate. You're with people that you're comfortable with, so you can really like have a good time. You're not spending your time greeting people that you haven't seen in months and just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, just the intentionality of it is so there.
That's something that I love about your work is that you speak about intention a lot and you are very focused on that. And I love that.
No, it's so important.
It makes the photos like that much more special.
Oh, no, 100%.
You're not just like taking photos to take photos. Like,
no.
Really, really beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm glad that it can come across in photos, which I feel like, I feel like the fact that you can tell that, like you can see a couple you've never seen in your whole life and you can know like, oh no, I know what your day felt like because they made it possible through the decisions they made with their wedding.
Mm-hmm. What is something that a bride or a couple should kind of avoid or ask for when they're looking for a photographer?
Okay, so No, I got you. I have a whole list.
Okay. I'm like, get comfortable.
Let me settle down.
Talk to me.
So I think the first thing that I see a lot is people finding someone's Instagram and being like, I want this person. And I'm like, okay, love that. Did you ask them to see full wedding galleries? Did you go on their website? Did you have a conversation with this person and like make sure that their values and their like vision aligns with yours? Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, Samantha, somebody that doesn't cuss or like doesn't like someone sarcastic is gonna fucking hate me like at their wedding. Like, you know what I mean?
You have to vibe.
No, I want them to know that. Like, I want you to go on my website and like read all my shit and like count how many times I say fuck and make sure that that's okay with you. Like, mm-hmm. I want you to look through the wedding galleries and make sure that I'm capturing the moments that are important to you in the way that you would want them to be captured for your day, for someone else. Like, I think that it's very easy to shoot 1,000 photos at a wedding and then pick the best 3 and post them on Instagram and then have someone make a whole opinion on your work based around the highlights that you post. And I feel like mm-hmm. as a bride, and just, I keep saying bride because we're on Betches Brides, but yeah. as a couple in general getting married, you want to know what your whole wedding gallery is going to look like, not be assured that you're going to get 3 good photos at least, you know? So
right.
I feel like that's like the biggest advice I have when you're hiring a photographer is look through their stuff, like really like stalk them like you would stalk an ex, like mm-hmm. get in there, get your yeah. hands dirty, like go through everything and make sure that there's nothing that's like a deal breaker for you that you'd find out after the fact, because that's like worst case scenario.
That's horrible. If you put a deposit down and then you realize that this person is not the person for you, like, what do you do? I always think that that's so important. And I talk about it a lot on here when I have like a makeup artist come on or a florist or whoever. I'm like, you want to find someone that you connect with, that you vibe with, because you're going to be talking to them. You're going to be spending a lot of time with them. You're
literally like talking to them for like a whole year before
yeah.
your actual
And I'm like,
day.
You want to make sure that you trust them.
No,
that's the, you know, they're
thing.
Going to really pull through and do what they said they were going to do. Cause I've been on TikTok before and I've seen horror stories.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
People go on there and they're like, these are our wedding photos and they're horrible.
The way that I have like nightmares about that I'm like,
yeah, it's horrible.
Going to one day wake up and see someone just like shitting on me on TikTok. Like,
oh my God, that's
TikTok.
Listen,
is like so scary.
It's not fun to read things about yourself that are horrible.
Yeah, no,
take
I'm
it from
not
me.
Prepared. Oh yeah. No, I'm not prepared for that. I hope it never happens.
It won't happen to you. I promise. So I have a question, because I can be like a little camera shy. So okay. I'm curious, like for the camera shy bride, like, what do you suggest, like, to make them comfortable? Like, is there certain poses, like certain, you know what I mean?
Okay. So I feel like that ties like directly into what we were just talking about, because
right.
everyone listening, I've never met Samantha before in my whole life. And I feel like we could go hang out right now. Like, we could mm-hmm. go have a good time. So I feel like it's just establishing that connection and that communication. Like, I can already tell you and I, we get along and like we have the same sense of humor and like we can vibe. I feel like if you're talking to someone, you can immediately tell if you click or not. Mm-hmm. And then you probably shouldn't be working with that person. But if you are in that situation, I feel like establishing that communication and just that foundation of, I trust you, I hired you, you're going to deliver these photos to me. Like, I'm going to try to let loose a little bit, because I feel like getting in front of a camera is like so nerve wracking. Like, even for somebody that's like, mm-hmm. that takes photos all the time. Like, yeah. I still am like, okay, what do I have to do? Okay. You have to kind of like step outside of yourself for a second yeah. and just like be comfortable with being uncomfortable for like an hour.
Yeah. And like, you're with the person that you obviously are going to be spending the rest of your life with. And I feel like when you're taking those photos
yeah.
and I feel like they can make you feel comfortable too. Like, no, they 100%. Would like make you laugh and
be like, maybe it's like a little bit of a red flag if they're not making you comfortable.
Yeah. Like, if you're not at ease
yeah.
With your now spouse, like,
yeah, maybe we should look into that a little bit more.
Yeah. Dig a little deeper. Yeah. Because do you remember, I feel like it was like circa 2012, there were those photos of people standing like in a straight line and they would like be sad looking. Do you remember that era?
At a wedding?
at a wedding. Like it would be like the bride and the bridesmaids, and they would be standing there, and they're like frowning.
It would be like almost like the photographer was like, okay, like give me your best model face, but like they couldn't do it.
And it was like sad.
It was sad.
I know so many couples like that that I've like seen on Instagram and from high school where I'm just like, are you guys okay? Like, be happy.
See, I hate that. Yeah.
Be happy and be sexy and be hot. Really lean in. Like, hey, why are you?
Stop what you're doing and just be hot, please.
Just be hot. Like, just feel hot. I really want to talk to you about your wedding because it's true. Oh my God. Like, I have such like a girl crush on your entire wedding. Like, it's amazing.
Shut up. You're making me like it's sweat so from being so beautiful. Like, blushy. Okay. Love that.
Tell me about like your process. Like, how did you feel wedding planning? I know some brides are like loving it and other brides hate it. And
who loves
there's
it?
No wrong.
I need to talk to them. No, the who, people who love loves it. That's insane to me. You know what? Scratch that, because I feel like maybe if I wasn't like balls deep in the wedding industry, that's so gross, like ew. But like, yeah, maybe if I wasn't so entwined and then also like having to plan my own wedding, I would have had like a better time. Uh-huh. I'm telling you right now, I planned for 5 minutes before I was like, no, I need a wedding planner, like this, I can't do it.
That's so, what I like, hear people are like, especially if you're not like a type A person, or you're just someone who's like
most type A, which was like, oh, okay. So I'm like literally
was
like
that
so
hard?
Far. Oh, it was so hard. I was like, okay, so it's like hard but easy, because I have so many friends in the wedding industry. So mm-hmm. I actually ended up hiring one of my really good friends as my wedding planner. So God bless her fucking soul. She had to deal with me for so long about my wedding, but I was like so involved in like every opinion she had to hear it. Like every single thought
I would be
in my
up
head.
Their ass.
Yeah, I was completely up her ass, and she took it so well. But it was tough for me to like let go of the reins, but I completely trusted her. I only had people that I like completely trusted on my my wedding team, which is so important, because I cannot imagine feeling like I didn't trust somebody and then being like, okay, I'm going to have to just go on with my day and like with my job and hope that they're doing something that I'm going to like. Like, absolutely not. You need to trust them 100%. So yeah, I planned my wedding for legitimately 5 minutes, and I was like, this is too much. Like, there are so many details, and I was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah. There's so many details that you really don't think about. I think until you start really,
especially
getting
a destination
into that
wedding.
There's
logistics.
So much to go.
Yeah, there's so many logistics. So I'm just like, yeah, no. Hiring a wedding planner was like the best thing I did.
Yeah, I was one of my best friends got married in Mexico, and like it was a very small wedding, just like maybe a little bit bigger than yours,
right?
But it was on an island off of the coast of Cancun, so like, oh my God, we literally beautiful. Got there by like air, land, and sea.
No, literally, so many
and
logistics.
Golf carts. We were
the golf carts.
Yeah, he was like months and months before. He was like, okay, guys, like this is where you got to buy your tickets. Like not the shuttle, the boat that would take us to the island.
The ferry.
Like, the ferry. So many little logistics like that mm-hmm. I just don't think you realize until you're doing it.
No, you don't realize it. And sometimes I feel like if you don't have a wedding planner, there are details that you would overlook until the last possible second. And then it's like too late, or you're scrambling, or it's just like added stress, like a month before your wedding day, and you're like, oh fuck, I have the Airbnbs and hotels booked, but I don't have the actual transportation to get us there. Like, especially like specifically destination is just so different in another country where you don't even know how things work 100% there, because everything's every country's different.
Everything's a little different, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So my advice tacking on to asking your wedding photographer for full galleries is hire a wedding planner. Just make your life a little bit easier and make your wedding process easier. Cause I also feel like when I work with brides who planned their whole wedding, they're like, I just want this day to be done. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, I'm over it. And I'm like, dude, I get it. Like, I understand, but you don't want to feel like that on your wedding day.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. And then I feel like you also feel guilt. Like if you're not enjoying it, because
100%.
It's supposed to be like so happy, but it's like,
no, there's
so much going on, and you're also spending so much money.
So like, much money, but there's also so many expectations of like how you're supposed to feel. Mm-hmm. And I feel like TikTok and Instagram like perpetuate this, like you need to be like the most beautiful that you've ever been in your whole life on this one day, which I feel like puts a lot of pressure on people. Like it put pressure on me. Like I did my own hair and makeup and I was like, fuck dude, like I hope I look okay. Like I'm not a makeup artist or a hairstylist, so I'm just like doing my best out here. But I feel like it's just a lot of pressure. And I feel like once you let that go and you're just like, I am here to do what I came here to do, get married to my best friend, and I'm gonna have a fucking good time. Like once that is your priority, nothing else matters.
Yeah. It's just, I see like TikToks of brides like, and they're crying because they're like, I'm so excited to get married, but this is like taking a toll on my mental health. And I'm literally in the trenches.
No, 100%. That's why I'm like, put that responsibility onto someone who likes to do it. Like wedding planners are crazy psychos and just like, let them do it. They love it. Let them handle it.
Yeah. What was one thing you wish someone told you before you started planning your wedding or like right in the beginning that you started? I mean, other than like get a wedding planner, please.
Yeah, no, wedding planner for sure. I don't know. It's hard because I'm so like into the wedding industry. I feel like I'm like,
that's true. Yeah.
Privy to a lot of information that maybe like your average bride or like couple wouldn't be aware of. But I don't know. I feel like I went in pretty aware besides how much work it would be to like plan it. So like the whole wedding planner thing. But I think I went in with like decent expectations. I mean, I didn't start too late. I started like early, like a year and a half in advance. So I feel like I don't have like the best answer to that question because
I feel like it's hard too because you're in this world.
That's what I'm saying. I talk to my brides every day. So it's like any mistakes that they make, I could have learned from them up to that point.
What is something that you learned from them? I'm so curious. Like what's a mistake like a bride you've talked to has made?
I feel like starting too late to plan. Mm-hmm. I feel like going in with the assumption that it would just be hiring the big things, like hiring, you know, the venue and then the DJ and then not thinking about the food or not thinking about like the bar and how long you have the bar and just like
with little every, stuff like that.
With every vendor, there's like different logistics. And I think even with photography, people sometimes hire people and they're like, wait, I don't have you for, you know, 13 hours. And it's like, no, I'm like a regular human person that has to like, has to, you know, like sleep. So I feel like just really like reading your contracts is really important and familiarizing yourself with the people you're hiring and also the contracts that you're like binding yourself to for the next year and year and a half potentially. So just things like that. I feel like it's all just little things. I feel like I was always very aware of what I wanted. So that was never an issue for me because my biggest advice is do whatever the fuck you want to do. And like, don't ask people for their opinions if you don't actually care about their opinion.
Yeah. I'm a big advocate for kind of keeping things to yourself. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a Scorpio. So I'm like naturally kind of secretive.
You're like just mysterious. But yeah. You're just,
yeah, just like
girl.
Super mysterious. But I'm a big advocate for like, don't share everything with everybody.
Yeah.
Because then you'll start getting a ton of opinions.
Opinions. And you're like, I didn't
And it's like, then
opinion.
It kind of like fucks with you. No, you're like, 100%. Oh, well, then you start second guessing yourself. And it's like, no, you should go with your gut and you should do what you want to do, even if it's not what, like, you know, your aunt wants you to do. It's,
no,
like, it's not her day.
I think a good example of this is like not showing everybody your wedding dress.
Yeah.
Like, I think.
Don't show it to everybody.
Don't show it to anybody. Like the people that go with you to try it on, like obviously them. But like outside of that, just like keep it to yourself because I feel like that could go wrong real quick.
Yeah. Cause everyone gives their opinion, even if it's not coming from a bad place. Like they just give their opinion on it. And then you're like, oh shit.
No. And
like,
then it's in your head because again, the whole pressure of like, this is my one day. It needs to be perfect. Mm-hmm. If somebody says like, oh, I love that. You know, it'd be pretty as if you had like sleeves. And then you're thinking for the rest of your fucking life, like, should I have added sleeves? Like, this person, like, is really fashionable. Should I have taken their advice? And it just, like, gets in your head and, like, fucks with you. So I think, yeah, like you said, just keep the big important things, like, to yourself.
Yeah. Especially like, if people are like, oh, what flowers are you doing? You just say roses.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, or, like, just the color. Just the color. Just be like, yeah, we're just like, going with a white vibe. Yeah, white vibe.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, okay. Like, I swear, they, like, won't ask you any more questions. Just like, why?
No, because I feel like people now, like, I feel like we're in like a very monochromatic trend vibe right now, which I'm like obsessed with. But people are like, you don't want color. You want everything to be neutral. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. I want everything to be neutral. That's everything. It. Shut it down.
Do what you want. Listen, I love a neutral. Like, as you can see, I only dress like a coastal grandmother. I'm Same. Like always in a white sweater. Mm-hmm. But I do love weddings that have color. But I just know I'm myself. Obsessed. And I'm okay, like, yeah. That's not me.
You're so right. I like love the weddings that are super colorful, like the
stunning color,
like when they have like pink seats and just like vibrant, like if you do it right, I'm
floral
obsessed.
Bridesmaids yeah. dresses that look no. absolutely stunning
when it's done right, I'm obsessed. But I know myself, I was like, I went through this like process. I was like, okay, should I do some color? Like, I'm really into this vibe right now, but like, I'm like, dude, mm-hmm. Do not base your wedding off of a vibe. Base it off of what you actually like, please. That's, and I was right. like, all right, we got to go all white. We got to go all neutral, because I know that yeah. I could hate purple next week, but I'm not going to hate white next
you're
week.
You're not going to hate white and black. Like, you're just not. Because like, that's me with like how I dress. I always love the way Mindy Kaling dresses, because I think she's like really
such bright colors. But
bright like, colors. And like, she looks so incredible. Yeah. Amazing. And then I'm like, I would look like a fucking crazy person if I wore that. Like, it's just not me. So no, it's like, it. Know thyself, trust your gut, mm-hmm. like just keep your head down, you know, only talk to the person you're getting married about the wedding details.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
And if people ask, they ask. But like, also take everyone's opinion with a grain of salt is my opinion.
100% like, agree.
Don't try to give it too much weight.
And now it's time for our Bride's Help Desk segment, brought to you by Amazon Prime Video's new film, The People We Hate at the Wedding. And oh man, is this a movie for all you brides out there. In this segment, we answer your questions on how to avoid inviting and dealing with those people on your big day. But what happens when you become one of them? In the hilariously raunchy comedy, The People We Hate at the Wedding, dysfunctional American siblings, along with their ever-optimistic mom, are invited to the British wedding of their estranged half-sister Eloise as a chance for them to reconnect as more or less adults and learn to love each other like they once did. And now, here's our Bride's Help Desk email of the week.
So, this one's kind of a long one. Are you ready? I booked a photographer that was really nice and does good work. We got a free engagement photo shoot out of booking this photographer for our wedding, like many photographers do. When I had the initial phone consultation with the photographer, my fiancé wanted to be a part of it. The phone call was on speaker and it just didn't seem to go as smoothly as our other calls did. And I figured it was just because there was three of us on the consult and not just two. I chalked the slight awkwardness up to my fiancé being on the vendor call for the first time. We ended up booking the photographer soon after, since it was great what we were getting for the price and the great pictures we saw online. We met in person to learn more about each other, and while they were super nice and professional, I didn't fall in love with them. My fiancé, on the other hand, loved the photographer. Now, it is time for our engagement shoot, and again, the photographer is super nice and professional, not bashing them at all, but this is just when I realized we didn't really click. The photo shoot was just awkward, and I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. I felt like the photographer wanted more from us when we were clearly not comfortable in front of the camera. I had this weird feeling in my stomach afterward that I wouldn't like any of the pictures from the photo shoot. We haven't gotten the photos back yet, so I'm hoping the photographer will prove me wrong. Anyway, is this grounds for breaking up with my photographer? Is it just nerves from the photo shoot as someone who isn't comfortable in front of the camera? I can't shake the feeling that I will feel the same way at my wedding, awkward and not enjoying taking pictures, and then nervous for the product. We already booked this photographer and put down a deposit, and I also feel like no one else would be available for booking this late in the game when the wedding boom is happening right now. Do I wait it out and see how the engagement pictures come out? Do I suck it up and just keep the photographer for the wedding since we already booked them? Or do you recommend breaking up with them? And how do I go about that after already committing? That made me sweat.
Yeah, the way I feel sick to my stomach right now, because
I know that I can imagine that feeling.
I can see it on deeply. Both ends. I can see it on both ends. Like, obviously, I can empathize with the bride and like how shitty that must feel. And I'm like definitely empathizing with the photographer, because again, the bride was like, she was super nice. She was super professional. Like, she didn't do anything wrong. I just felt awkward. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you haven't gotten your photographer or your photos back. So I would definitely wait to see, like, maybe you're going to love them. I feel like that is good advice for photographers, though, is if you need to like read your couple at the shoot. If they're like giving you signs that they're like done, like, don't push them. Like, mm-hmm. if they're not comfortable with something, move on to something else. Like, it's not about you. And I feel like this is getting into like photography, but I feel like a lot of people now do like shoot for Instagram and shoot for like their own portfolio mm-hmm. versus shooting for the couple that hired you. And I feel like that's, you know, like a huge mistake that is very easy to make because mm-hmm. you're so caught up in like, oh, I want to post this. Like, this photo would be so sick. Like, let's do this. But I'm like, if your couple's not super lovey-dovey, like having them make out and roll in the sand at the beach is like not going to, it's not going to turn out. Yeah. Like,
no. And not every couple is PDA.
I'm not PDA at all. Like and it's funny because I'm like a wedding photographer, but I fucking, you're PDA. Yeah, I'm not. Dude.
I'm disgusting.
Like, oh my God. See, I'm like, please like back away from me. Like,
I'm like, lick my face. Like, no, I am so sick.
See, like I'd have so much fun like shooting with you and like your partner. But like if you were taking photos of me and you were like, hey, can you and Adam like just like put each other's tongues in each other's mouths? I'd be like, absolutely the fuck not. Like,
you're like, not gonna happen.
Okay, so back to this advice. I don't know if I would say break up with your photographer. If you hate the photos, I would have a conversation with your photographer and be like, this is what I didn't like at the photo shoot, and I feel like this is what could have made it better. But I also feel like we have to be a little bit introspective and be like, okay, am I just uncomfortable with myself in front of the camera? Like, am I just not liking how I look, or was I just like not mm-hmm. being open and like relaxed in front of the camera? Because all of that translates like probably even more. Like, if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, like it's gonna show up.
Mm-hmm. So if you feel anxious, like right. you can see it.
Right. Yeah. 100%. So I feel like that's really hard. I don't think I would say break up yet, but perhaps wait till you get your photos back and then
yeah.
analyze. Cause like the fact that like her fiance loved the photographer, like I feel like that's huge because guys hate
taking photos.
So yeah. I feel like it might've just like, I don't want to say like it's a you problem cause it isn't, but you might just want to be like a little bit like gentle with yourself and just be like, okay, hold on. Like, am I just uncomfortable? Like, do I just like, I'm not a model. I don't want to be in front of the camera like this mm-hmm. and see how it turns out. That's really hard. Like, that's a really hard one.
It's hard too, because you can look back on those photos and immediately you can transport yourself back to how you were feeling that day.
Totally.
So the pictures might not even be bad, but
no,
your just feeling 100%. When you look at them, like you remember, I was feeling anxious. I didn't feel good in my body that day. Like, there's been so many instances. Like, I was Dolly Parton for Halloween and like,
love that.
I was very self-conscious. So yeah. like in the pictures, I didn't post any and I was no, like really 100%. Anxious about it. Now, not saying that being Dolly Parton and your engagement photos are the same thing. I'm not saying that at all.
No, but it translates how you feel.
It translates.
Yeah.
100%. And I totally agree. I think you should definitely get the photos back, mm-hmm. assess, maybe talk to your fiance and be like, what do you like about this photographer that like mm-hmm. I'm not getting? Maybe, like you said, do some introspection and just be like, is it me? Like, is it something I'm struggling with? Because I would be maybe one of those people too where I would be a little anxious about getting my picture taken.
Absolutely.
Like, plus,
absolutely.
There's so much pressure on it now because of social media and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, you just want it to be perfect and you might have this idea in your head of what you want it to be, but it's
I was going like, to say,
it's,
I was
it's a lot.
Say,
there's like, a lot of at play.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe this could go like either way, but maybe look into photos that you do like and figure out what you like about them. But then I'm like, okay, don't compare yourself to the people in the photos because they might be completely comfortable taking photos and like, they might be comfortable with like, you know, PDA or like running around or, you know, whatever it is. I feel like setting yourself up for success for your engagement photos is so important. Like, if you're self-conscious about something, don't wear an outfit that is going to accentuate mm-hmm. what you're self-conscious about. I have that a lot. Like, obviously, as people in the 21st century on social media, we all just like pick ourselves apart. And like, mm-hmm. I have girls that are like, I hate my arms. And then they wear like a spaghetti strap dress. And I'm like, you're only going to be looking at your arms in all of these photos. Like, let's mm-hmm. find
and you're
something.
Not going to like them.
No, you're not going to like them. There's nothing that I can mm-hmm. do. Like, I can't change how you look at yourself, but we can change what you're wearing and, you know, change.
Make you more comfortable. Absolutely. And then in front of the camera, you'll be more comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like being more mindful of like setting yourself up for success and wearing things that you're genuinely comfortable in, not what you feel pressured to wear for an engagement shoot or a bridal shoot or anything like that. I feel like there are no rules, and we feel like, I feel like people put themselves in boxes and make up rules for these things, but there literally are no rules. You can wear whatever you want. Just show up comfortable, show up with your fiance, and be ready to have like a good time regardless of how the photos turn out. I feel like look at it as a date. Like look at it as like we're just gonna mess around and laugh.
Like go to drinks after. Like treat yourself after. Like give yourself a little present. Be like, make wow, I did that.
After engagement photos, I'm always like, you guys should go out to dinner. You guys should go do this. Like you guys should go do that. Like you guys look so good right now. Like go have, make a day out of it.
Yeah. Does location play a big role in that? Like you, like if you're not someone that's comfortable doing it in front of people, like taking photos in front of people, like don't take photos on the street.
Yeah. No, I feel like it does. You know? I feel like it absolutely has, it absolutely plays a factor, but I would not recommend, I mean, if you're going to be really self-conscious and you're like, I don't want anyone around, like do it at like a studio or do it in like an open field where like nobody's going to be. But obviously if you're going to do it at the beach, like there are going to be people there. Whenever I'm at the beach for engagement photos, I'm like, if somebody's nervous, like they're like, oh my God, there's people around. I'm like, do not pay attention. We are never going to see them again. Like they do not give a fuck.
And they'll literally forget that you
existed. Don't care. They don't, they're not looking at us. They don't, they're not watching us. They don't care about your engagement photos, like how you care about your engagement photos. Like let's focus on having a good time and getting good photos. And we don't, we're never going to see them again. And after the photo shoot, they're always like, I didn't even realize people were around because I wasn't focused. And I'm like, yeah, you just have to ignore it. It's all like a mindset. You have to just fake it till you make it.
Yeah, literally in everything in life.
Literally, that's how I got to your engagement photos. That's how I get anywhere in life. Just faking it.
Literally, same. Yeah. So moral of the story, we think you should get your pictures back. Talk to your fiance, kind of see what's going on that maybe you're just not picking up on, and evaluate.
100%.
Just evaluate. And then if you hate them, if that's the case, then it's you have to let them go. Like
100%.
You can't have your photographer that you're
regardless, you have to have a conversation with the photographer once you get the photos back. Regardless, whether you love them or hate them, like you need to be like, okay, this is how I felt. I just wanted you to let, I wanted you to know this is how I felt and I'm happy with them, or this is how I felt and I don't like them. And now I'm kind of conflicted and I don't want to attack you in any way because you did your best, but XYZ, like, let me know what you think. Because the photographer's not going to want to put you in a situation that you're not comfortable with because they're not going to be comfortable. So, I honestly think it's going to feel scarier than it's going to be. But at the end, I think the photographer will appreciate the open communication regardless.
Because at the end of the day, that's their career.
And they want to have a good time too. Like they don't want to put you in a situation that you're not comfortable with.
Wow. I think we just gave really good advice.
I think we just absolutely fucking killed
it. I think
that.
We killed it.
The girl was listening and she's like, that was fucking awful. I don't even know what to do now.
Yeah, she was like, wow, fuck these people.
Yeah, she's like, wow, you guys are not
helpful. This is the worst advice I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah, no. I think we killed it.
That's it for this week's Bride's Help Desk email of the week, brought to you by Amazon Prime Video's new film, The People We Hate at the Wedding. The People We Hate at the Wedding is a hilarious look at one imperfectly perfect family and the wedding that threatens to either tear them apart or bring them closer together. Based on a popular book, the film features an all-star comedic cast from your favorite shows and movies, led by Kristen Bell, Allison Janney, Ben Platt, Cynthia Adey Robinson, and Justin Mulligan. All of the characters in the film stumble through a series of hilarious and complicated relationship faux pas and sexual encounters that hint at their broken inner worlds and search for real love. There are many relatable themes such as sibling rivalry and family reconnection, the search for one's self-identity within their family dynamics, and romantic hardships. The film is a must-watch with your family and friends to get through the holiday season, and it's included with Amazon Prime. The People We Hate at the Wedding is streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime Video November 18th. Oh my God, this was amazing. You definitely have to come back.
Oh my God, I would love it. Next week, same time, let's do it.
Yeah, please.
Just let me know. I'll be back. So obviously I'm on Instagram. My username is AshaBailey_. And then I am on TikTok, same name, AshaBailey_. And I think that's everything I have because I hate social media. I have a Pinterest, Ashamili_ as well. It's very easy.
Pinterest, like, lovely. It's like
Pinterest is so nice. The way that I can get lost in Pinterest is like unwell for me.
It's like cotton candy of social media. It's really crazy. Well, this was amazing. Sorry to wrap this up abruptly, but this was so much fun. Everybody, go follow her. Go check her wedding out. It's absolutely stunning and gorgeous and beautiful. And make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Give this a 5-star review, and I'll see you guys next week.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Samantha Bush, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Rebecca Sousmacat. Social media by Samantha Bush. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com.
Betches.